Welcome back to Heart Factor 91.3 Nigeria. In phone, Herringbone Hackard. I'm Dayo. 8 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Appreciate you all staying tuned. And the matter we're discussing now. A question I'm asking you as far as said matter is concerned. Is our society protective enough of minors? Is the question I'm asking you. You can, for the moment, give your replies via facebook.com/NigerianForPH, via Twitter at NigerianForPH, and you can once again watch this current conversation, this interview. Yes, I do have a guest here live on those platforms. Also catch podcasts and live shows as well on our YouTube page. Just search for NigerianForPH. But onto some items from off our bulletin earlier on today. Magistrate Court sitting in Port Harcourt has convicted 22-year-old Emeka Iyala for attempting to defile an 8-year-old child in 2018. Chief Magistrate Amaka Amanze gave Iyala 1-year non-custodial sentencing after she found him guilty of the crime. Chief Magistrate Amanze ordered the convict to sweep the High Court premises on Mondays and Wednesdays, as well as Buluma Magistrate Court on Thursdays for the next 1 year. Now, she also ordered him to pay 115,000 naira as restitution to the family of the victim. Iyala is expected to remain in custody until he pays the money to the registrar of the court. A correspondent reports that Chief Magistrate Imanze said she based her judgment following remorse shown by the convict and that the convict has spent 2 years already in Port Harcourt Correctional Center. Meanwhile, Head of Legal, FIDA, in River State, Esther Chokorienta, in an interview, explain to these men the impact this kind of sentencing will have on society. Here's some of what she had to say.
Sweeping the court premises, the High Court premises, for 1 year, and also court also ordered for restitution of 150,000 to the victim's family. It's a case where the defendant, is a case where the convict now used his penis on a little girl of 8 years old to gain an ejaculation. The matter came to court and he has been found guilty of the offense of attempted sexual assault on the child. He has been sentenced, but his sentence is just a custodial sentencing.
Incidentally, there was another item on our news. In a related development, Chief Magistrate Court in Port Harcourt has convicted a 34-year-old woman, Onye Henry, for abducting her neighbor's maid. Chief Magistrate Imanze, in a judgment, found Mrs. Henry guilty and ordered her to pay 500,000 naira as restitution to her neighbor. Imanze also ordered the convict to apologize to the couple in court. Head of Legal, FIDA in River State, Esther Achokorenta, once again spoke on this matter as well.
It's a case that has to do with malice. Two tenants had issues and they have been quarreling for years. The defendant went, who is a convict now, went as far as exposing the child of the co-tenant, the maid of the co-tenant, to danger because of the malice and the quarrel they have been having. According to the court, yes, the convict took the child out of the premises, out of their compound, and went as far as abandoning the child at Woji when they live at Rumokoro. The child would have been killed, kidnapped, would have carried the child, and the court was very, very angry with the attitude of the convict.
Is our society protective enough of minors? I'm asking you that once again. Let's get your take via Facebook and Twitter at NigerianInfoPH. The phone lines will be open shortly and the number is given out. For joining me in the studio for this conversation, I've got Esther Achokorienta here. She's Head of Legal at FIDA in River State. Esther, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening. Thank you for having me here.
Let me start by very sincerely appreciating the great work, the fine work that you and the other wonderful folks at FIDA are doing. Most people do not know, but it's a very tedious work.
Very, very.
Extremely hard, I imagine. But you are committed, no doubt. All of you are dedicated to doing this, and you put your all into it, even to personal danger to you as well,
yes,
in some cases. So appreciate the great work you're doing.
Thank you very much. And we thank God too for his protection. It's actually good. Thank you.
All right, sir. But before we get on with the conversation, I need to ask you, as part of the conversation, actually, in the second matter of the woman who took her neighbor's maid and went to dump her somewhere, how old is that maid?
The maid, as at the time the offense was committed, was 13 years old.
Oh, so this was a while back?
Yes.
This was committed when?
That was in 2019.
2019?
Yes.
13 years old. Okay, all right, we'll come back to that in a moment. So I'd like to, let's continue the conversation right now. Can you just give a brief overview of what happened in these two cases, maybe items beyond the ones that made it onto our news? What happened in these two cases? The first case where the 8-year-old girl was abused by some fellow, and this matter as well.
Okay, the first case of assault, sexual assault, the child is 8 years old as at when the offense was committed. They all live in the same community, and the convict, who is not a convict, is 27 years now. But he was 24 years when the offense was committed. The mom sent the child on an errand, and the young man, the convict, saw him and called him in to come and get him something. And as you heard, he tried to touch her and rubbed his penis on her vagina, surface of her vagina, and ejaculated. So thank God for the little girl. She has been talked of sexual assaults, how to protect her sexual parts. So she went and told her mom that that brother touched me and all that. The mom said, which brother? Who touched you? So that was how they were able to locate him and went to police. At police station, he made a confessional statement. He confessed the sin. He said it was when he ejaculated that he realized himself that it was the devil.
They usually don't know when they are doing it.
Exactly, my brother, you know. Mm. So it's after the offense, they will blame the devil, of course. So after ejaculation, he now blamed the devil for it. He did confessional statement. But during trial, he tried to deny the fact as usual. That's what they do. But finally, the case, he was convicted. He was found guilty and convicted. But should I go on?
But what?
Okay, so the conviction in the court gave him non-custodial punishment.
Okay, we'll come to the conviction later.
Okay,
thank you. We'll come to that shortly. But so an overview of the second matter, the one involving the maid.
Okay, the second matter has to do with two tenants occupying one compound, only them in the compound. They've had this long time quarrel between them, and both of them have their maids. And the defendant, who is now the convict, went as far as telling the maid of the complainant, who was brought from village in Ebonyi State, yes. So she does not know how to speak English, and it was the complainant that knows how to speak the same language with her. So convinced her and took her that she's going to take her to a better place. Took her all the way from Rumokoro, where they live, to Woji, and dumped her there. Asked her to find her way. So, but thank God, after a series of investigation, the matter was at the police station, and they tried to settle it there, but I don't know, one thing or the other, and they came to court. So that was what happened in that case.
How was the maid located?
The maid was wandering around at Woji. Thank God for the good Nigerians that saw her, two girls that saw her and asked her question. She was not even communicating. They had to look for somebody that speaks in Ebonyi State. And from there, they took her to Woji Police Station. You know, it has been incidented at the police station at Terumokoro that she's missing. So that was how they signaled this area, and they were able to bring them to Rumokoro.
Wow. Okay. In both cases, this matters, these crimes were committed about 2-3 years ago. Am I right?
Yes, yes, yes.
The first one of the 8-year-old girl that was sexually abused by one brother in the community. Mm-hmm. That happened when exactly?
That's 2018.
2018.
Yes.
And this other matter involved the maid happened 2019.
2019. Yes.
Okay. So 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. That's about 4 years. The other one about 3 years. Mm. I don't know how long this thing should last normally, but I've heard it said that justice delayed is justice denied. How long should these matters last long usually? And do you think that, I don't know, maybe the police delayed an investigation, whatever, but do you think that these matters could have been resolved and we could have had justice served long before now?
Yes, ordinarily there would have been judgment before now, but you and I know that we had COVID. At least 1 year we had COVID. So if you count that is also added. Then we have days that people will come and take adjournments. The witness is not on board and all that. And after that, too, right, like last month, we had vacation. So most times courts don't sit too. So if you have programs in court, they take adjournment.
Well, also, you know, especially in the case of the 8-year-old girl who was abused, I've spoken with you before, and I've spoken with other FIDAP personnel as well. One of the concerns you have with prosecuting such matters is that the appellant, the accusers, at some point in the proceedings, either at, maybe after the court process has commenced already or even before then, will suddenly disappear or tell you that they're no longer interested in continuing with the case for varying reasons. Either they have been threatened, either they have been induced or given money, or either, you know, they think, okay, we don't want any embarrassment or shame and we want to, we don't want to be a part of this. I know you experienced that a lot.
A lot, yes.
Was there at any point, was that happening in this particular matter, especially in the case of the 8-year-old girl who was abused? Did that crop up at all?
I know that from the onset of the matter, I followed up the matter. And at a point, it came up. Because, like I said before, he changed more than 3 lawyers. You know, sometimes to give justice to his case, you want him to get a lawyer. So the first lawyer came. At a point, he stopped the second lawyer. So all these are delay tactics to make the victim's parents to relax or to just give up in the matter. Yes, and it came. There was a time that they also approached us to settle the matter. And FIDA, of course, we don't settle cases of this nature. We refuse the settlement. So in most of the cases that we handle, cases of defilement of this nature, we have a lot of them. Sometimes you see the victim's family, they will just go back. They don't want to pursue the matter again. Either they've taken money behind or maybe they have talked to them. They will say, we want to leave it with God. In this particular case, it was mentioned that the convict has actually done it before. So probably they settled it then. They settled it, the people that he did it with.
The victim's family settled then?
Yes, then, not in this particular case.
Yes.
So if at least this one has taught him a very good lesson, which is why we preach to them, you don't settle this kind of cases because the person may go back and do it to another child.
When the family of the victim in this case told you they wanted to settle, what did they mean by settle? What was settled in this case?
They want to pay money.
Oh, okay, so the accused, now the convict, was offering money.
Of course, not his family, of course, will want to offer money to settle the matter, that sometimes they will come in the guise of for treatment of the child. They want to treat the child, they want to pay for all the damages, the trauma, but you can never pay for that.
So is it that when they know that their son or their child or their brother or their husband or father is guilty of this, or when they suspect the person is guilty, regardless, they don't care, they just want to subvert justice?
Of course, they know. Most times they know. Even in this case, we are even saying that the convict's family is not that rich, because in some cases that maybe the defendant, the abuser's family is rich, they want to use their riches to intimidate the victims. I have a case going on, it's still on this sexual abuse. The poor man's child was defiled right in his house, in his own house. And the people that did it, of course, they are very rich, influential people. So they have been trying to subdue him. And I thank God for his spirit. He has come, he will call me, Mama. Then they give me money. They say, make I leave the matter. I say, if you collect money, what of this speaking with them defy? You don't cover them. So cases like that, we have them a lot. Those are the challenges. And sometimes, maybe when they will give evidence, I have most of my cases, two of my cases that were struck out. Why? Because you don't see the people, the complainant's family coming to give evidence in court. So all those are the challenges we have. When you're talking of cases being delayed, when you want to follow up the family or the people, the witnesses, to come and give evidence, they don't come.
Do these people sometimes, I mean, once again, based on your experience, do you blame them every time, you know, or do you feel like sometimes, well, maybe they can't help it, and that's why they decide to not proceed with prosecution?
Yes, sometimes we feel for them, but when we encounter them, we counsel them. We tell them, of course, FIDA, we don't charge money. This case, we don't charge, we didn't charge. We'll go to court to represent. So most of these cases, we just bring them in, we counsel them. We tell them the dangers of letting this go too.
Have you encountered scenarios where people just feel like, oh, it's Nigeria, there's no way I'll get justice, so why do I bother myself?
A lot. But when they come, they say, justice, that one would say it will stay for years, 4 years, 5 years, if not gotten justice. Of course, they are being instigated by the perpetrator's family. They will always want to tell them why you want to. Sometimes they will tell them you want to go and expose your child. You kill the image of this child. People will know that she has been defiled and she has been raped and all that. They will bring her to court. Everybody will be looking at the child and all that. No. What we do, we tell them that, thank God for the new practice. Cases of this nature are not heard in the open court. It is heard in the chamber, which has to do with only the family, both families. So it's not something that will expose the children because of trauma.
Well, it is Hard Factor 90.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. Once again, asking you, is our society protective enough of minors? And speaking with Esther Achokorienta, head of legal, FIDA in River State, part of the prosecution team, I believe, of two particular matters that have now been resolved. Judgment delivered, the accused persons found guilty. I read out the stories earlier on. I hope you caught them. But we do have to go for a break now. When we return, the conversation will continue. Hopefully, we get your contribution as well. Deeply stay tuned. We'll be right back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Daya. We got it's 29 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue with my guest Esther Achokorienta, head of legal, FIDA in River State. Esther, you're welcome again.
Thank you.
We're discussing the protection of minors in River State. I'm asking you once again, is our society protective enough of minors? There were two cases, which thankfully have now been resolved by a chief magistrate court in River State. One of a then 8-year-old girl that was abused by some person in the community, and the second matter of a neighbor whom I described as criminally insane at the start of today's conversation, the start of the show today, rather, Mrs. Henry, who took her neighbor's maid from Rumokoro all the way to Woji and dumped her there just because she wanted to get back at her neighbor for whatever long-standing beef or issues they've been having for some time. But the conversation continues. Joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I'd like to ask you about the convictions or about the sentences rather. Let's start with the first one.
And that's exactly
the case of the fireman. And incidentally, I have a commenter via WhatsApp which also tends towards that. Valentine Zambi sent this in via Facebook, pardon me. Good afternoon, Dan. For me, the judge was very fair in his or her judgment, considering the nature of the crime committed by the one found guilty. They were both found guilty. Doesn't defilement have a specified punishment for the offender? Okay. Does it have a specified? And if it does, is that specified punishment a fine of some amount of money and sweeping court premises?
Okay. All right. The offense of defilement, which is provided for in criminal code and also provided for in Charles Wright Act, defilement itself is life imprisonment. If there was penetration, is life imprisonment. But this case came under Section 32, which is sexual assault. So sexual assault is 14 years imprisonment. It's called other forms of sexual assault. Then in criminal code, it is called attempted defilement or attempted rape. I am not using rape because the child is a minor. If the person is above 14, from 14 above, it's rape. But since the child is 18 years, I'm using attempted defilement. So if it's 14 years also in criminal code. But the court also looked at the demeanor of the the convicted person, and also the court also looked at the medical report before it, which proves that the hymen of the child is still intact. It has not been, she has not been disvergent.
Yeah, but the law says, the law book says, even without penetration, it is 14 years.
14 years. We have cases where those the court can decide not to give 14 years. And also ACJL, Administration of Criminal Justice Law, or Administration of Criminal Justice Act, has made provision for compensation or restitution or community services. So you see, in most cases, because we look at somebody has suffered loss and this person goes to prison, is he enough?
For what he did, yes, he should go to prison.
Yes, he will go to prison. If he will go to prison, he has been in prison for 2 years.
Maybe not long
two
enough.
2 years plus, yes, it's not long enough in some cases. So sometimes you look at the circumstances of the case.
But you said earlier, at the start of this conversation, that initially there was a sworn confession at the police station.
Yes, but in the confessional statement.
But
yes.
In the course of the trial, he changed his tone. He denied it. So what exactly did the court see? What modesty or what demeanor, if he denied it?
Yes, he denied it when he gave his own evidence.
Okay.
But during cross-examination again, he now changed and said begging for mercy and all that. So, and also, since the matter, he has also been coming to court. And each time he comes, you know, we've had a case where the court, two people committed an offense, like, let's say, child stealing and all that. And one of them was convicted, the other one was given a lesser punishment. Because you look at the circumstances of the case. There are some things you look at, some ingredients you look at. That's the court anyway.
And what were the ingredients in this case?
The court has looked at some things which is based on the court.
I imagine the chief magistrate may have mentioned those things during judgment delivery.
Yes, he mentioned that first the vagina is intact, which is whenever she's in this kind of case, she looks at the doctor's report. So the doctor's report has shown that the vagina is still intact. So that's one. Then secondly, like I said before, his demeanor has changed. And thirdly, he has already been there. He has been there for some time. Though in some cases, like I told you, it's at the discretion of the court. That's why you see some cases, they will say life imprisonment for case of defilement, pure defilement. But you still go to court and you see that they will give 15 years, they will give 20 years. It depends on them. Sometimes from what they see from the facts too, they will decide. It's at the discretion of the court. But the law says 14 years.
So is Fida satisfied with the conviction?
Well, we will not say we are not satisfied. Our happiness is that at least there is punishment. Unlike those that goes free or settles behind. He is being punished. He has been in prison for three years. Just few months to 3 years, he has been there. Ordinarily, if the court maybe was minded to give the custodial punishment, maybe the court would have given 7 years, because most times they give that. But in this case, he has served up to close to 3 years, and the court now gave another punishment because ACJL has also recommended that.
All right. Now, in the other case of the criminally insane neighbor who took her neighbor's maid to go jump, you know, several kilometers away from the home. Besides an order to pay 500,000 naira to her neighbors, did she get any prison time?
No, she didn't get any prison time. That's one. The prison term for that offense is just 2 years.
Okay.
Or fine. Or she pays fine.
For abduction?
Yes, abduction. It's just 2 years.
Wait, is there a difference between abduction and kidnapping?
It's different.
There's a difference?
Yes.
Can you explain the difference, please?
I think I need to do that to my law,
okay,
which I don't have yet now.
Okay, go ahead.
So, abduction is different. The kidnap is a very big one. You take the person out and you ask for ransom. Abduction, this one, she didn't ask for ransom. You take the child out of the custody of the parents.
What if the child had not been found? What if the child had died?
The case will not come under abduction again.
Yeah, but
abduction.
Her actions could have led to that.
Yes, so that is why they brought it. It didn't lead to that, which we have also said when we were talking about it. We said the child would have been killed or used for money ritual or that. Well, thank God in this case the girl was found. That's why they limited it to abduction, because the girl was found.
So what she has to do is pay 500,000 naira
and did public apology,
and that's it.
Yes, that is what she did. I still tell you, it has not been paid. She's in prison.
And is FIDA, I have to ask a question as well, is FIDA satisfied with that judgment also?
I think it is commensurate. That one is commensurate. 2 years, she will go and serve 2 years and come back. But this one now, she has to pay 500, and the court made it mandatory that the money will not be rationed. It must be paid in whole.
Why not 2 years and 500,000?
It can be. Some court can also decide that. It depends.
Why didn't the court... What did the court look at in this case?
Okay, in this case now, yes, one more thing that made the court... Because the court also mentioned it, that she has already written the judgment to sentence her to 3 years, to serve that 2 years. But because of her, because if you were there, some media person that were there, so also saw what happened. She was remorseful and also cried. Then there was amicus, the other lawyers that were in court also pleaded on her behalf.
Pleaded?
Yes.
Lawyers were pleading for her?
Pleading for her that the court should tamper justice, you know, the court should tamper justice with mercy.
She took the child from where she was living, took her somewhere else where she does not know, dropped her there,
exposing
and walked away.
Child to danger.
And people were pleading for her.
That's, you know, the matter has been there for like 2-3 years. And
was she in custody during that period?
No, she was not all through. She was not in the custody all through, because it's 2 years. 2 years is bailable. That's what the law, 2 years is bailable. And also, it's also at the discretion of the court to give bail, to grant bail.
So if I take my neighbor's child, I don't know, and then take the child to, I don't know, to Abonima or Degema, and drop the child there and come back to Port Harcourt, and I'm found out, all I have to do is go to court and cry. Then some people will beg for me, and I will simply be asked to pay 500,000 naira.
No. It depends on, so don't go and try it, because your case may not be the same. I've told you there are some cases that come there. The person, like this case of, this first case of defilement, the young man has been in prison. He has been coming to court from prison. But in some cases, like he did, they grant them bail. You see, that's why I say it's at the discretion of the court. In some cases of his own nature, they are granted bail. So in this case, because they have the discretion to grant bail, and also subsequent to ACJ, Administration of Criminal Justice Law, they are entitled to bail. This woman's case, she was also there, and at a point she was granted bail.
And then she went to court to cry, and then she was simply asked to pay 500,000 naira.
No. Let's say she's lucky, others may not be, because we've had cases, like, you know, now we've had cases that 10 years, people are serving 10 years.
Yeah, but then when we hear of matters like this, how do we deter other persons? If you know that there's a possibility of crying in court and just getting 500,000 naira.
No, I didn't say that just crying. He got 500,000 because she cried. No.
No, I'm not saying that's what you said. That's my interpretation of the situation.
That's what you interpreted or you're seeing about the case, but that's not what the court saw. I've told you it's 2 years. Then the court also considered, yes, she has children, little children.
Oh, she does?
She has.
Oh, really?
Even one of them was sucking and all that.
Oh, what if a woman had taken one of her own children?
So those are the things. The court really, really warned her. In fact, the court called her a wicked and unrepentant. In fact, the words the court used on her were so much. So all those derogatory words, I think she... If she doesn't repent, though they are no longer together.
Who are no longer together?
The tenants, they are not living in the same compound again.
Oh, okay.
They've gone their separate ways. Mm. And also sometimes, you look at a case. You look at a case, you look at what impact will this case, if you send this person to prison, what will he make in the future? That's why you say sometimes they look at circumstances of the case. These people, of course, they become enemies, even as it is. Even if there was public apology in court and outside, but court also considered, instead of going to prison, pay $500,000. She's still there now.
I think she should have gone to prison. It's just my take. But of course, I'm not a learned fellow.
They go. Yeah, some cases. I told you in this case, the court said the court has already written 2 years. Not removing anything from that 2 years.
And then lawyers begged in court and then she cried.
There was amicus and allocutors. Everybody pleaded and let's say she's lucky today. Others may not be. So that's why nobody should even venture. In fact, that is a wicked, very wicked act.
I agree. The lines are open now. Call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003 or 0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We are live on Twitter as well at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on the matter at hand. Via Facebook Festus, Wogo goes, good evening, Dan, Barrister Esther. The issue of child abuse and sexual molestation in River State is becoming a recurring phenomenon. Thanks to FIDA for their rapid clampdown on victims of child molestation in the state. I think parents need to give more attention to their words in terms of good home training and early sex education. We've got Dalentin on the line from Igruta. Dalentin, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Zaya. And to your guest in the studio,
thank you, Dad.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Dayo, I actually support you 100% of what you were clamoring for. This other woman that let another woman try to go suffer, how dare she have died in the process of that happen. But this is my question to your guest in the studio. Who is not going to collect that money? Is it the girl that passed through that trauma or the couple? Remember, she's a maid. She's not a child to them. Remember, she's also working for money and all that stuff. Is it the guest parents or this couple that went to court that's going to have
My first guess is the people who are responsible for her at that moment, and that's the people that she was working for.
I suspect
for.
Also, but should it be...
What yeah, because once again,
because she's working,
Darlington, she was no. She's not an adult. Remember that she's not an adult. They are responsible for her.
Parents can take custody. Can have that money so that they can develop it for our future.
Darlington, if anything had happened, to her, who would have been held responsible?
The guardian, of course.
You've got a point.
Good to hear from you. Let's just move on. But I'd like for you to respond to that shortly. Let's take Friday. Friday from Aquara Link Road, you're welcome. Please go on.
Dario, good evening.
Hello, go ahead, Friday.
And I want to greet the feeder woman in the studio also.
I greet you.
Go ahead, please.
I think I'm satisfied with the kind of scrutiny you've given to her. Sometimes this law, interpretations of this law is so complicating that we leave everything in the hand of the jury. But so far, so good, I must commend them for a job well done. I think what they have done, the little they've done so far, and what Nigeria Info is doing, is enlightening the society, and also what they do serves as deterrent to others and those who intend to do.
Yes.
So my call is all about commendation. I'm very happy with Nigeria Info and FIDA. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Friday. So could you address Darlington's concerns, please?
Your response was best, anyway. That's a very good one. The child is under somebody's guardianship. Like you said, if anything had happened to the child, who would be held responsible? It's the guardian. So they are the ones that will take the money. The money will be given to them. He should even be happy that, unlike the old law, the money would have gone to government. But thank God for ACJL, the money is not going to...
The money are going to... What did government do?
It would have gone to government coffers, but thank God for ACJL.
But what did government do to earn that money?
The court is the government. It's on the government.
Oh my. All right, call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007. Also joined via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on this. Some other comments here. Kelvin goes, could even die and a guest. The Nigerian culture has made it close to impossible for minors to be protected. More needs to be done to change the existing culture and the way people respond when cases of defilement of minors happen. Once again, that's in Kelvin. Hello, now the rate of child defilement is on the increase. I don't know what this country is turning into. I think government should enact law for 14 years imprisonment for anyone found guilty of this crime. That's from Kinsley. Kinsley, maybe you, because you've been listening thus far, we do actually have a law specifying 14-year jail term. But is he correct? Are we having, is there an actual increase, or is it a case of increase in reported incidents?
I think it's increase in reported incidents, because actually these things were happening before. And because of silence, the culture of silence, people don't want to come and tell people what is going on. But thank God for FIDA. FIDA, we've done a lot. We've broken the culture of silence. People are now coming out to tell us what they are going through, to report these cases of defilement. Even as at today, we have cases of defilement. Even yesterday, we have more than four. It's happening every day. And it was like that before. So, which is why we always call on everybody. It is not just FIDA thing. It is not just your own thing. Everybody, be your neighbor, neighbor's keeper. Because it's happening. Parents, we have to do a lot to protect children. Children, they have become prey to these people. So, like you just asked me, everybody, we have to put our hands together to ensure that these children are safe. Teach them sex education, parts of their body. Like that child, this first case of sexual assault.
Yes.
The child, if not that the child was taught about sexual her sexual parts, she wouldn't have known that an offense has been committed against her. Because some people are like that, some children are like that. Things happen, they don't know that it's because the abuser will say, you're a child, you're an adult, it's your right, you will do it, it's not wrong.
Or if you tell them, you will die.
You will die, and all that, you will kill you. Sometimes they will take their head to make them pretend that they are taking oath. We've had a lot of cases.
What are some of the most ludicrous excuses or explanations that you've heard from the assaulters, from the attackers, from the rapists or the defilers? Because, you know, so you hear all kinds of ridiculous things. You know, I remember some years ago, some fellow called my show and was saying, we were having a conversation around this, and somebody was saying, this must much cheer up nowadays.
They know something, the way they dress.
Have you heard that, or other ridiculous stuff you've heard?
Of course. Did you hear this one say Satan? That is his eye cleared. We've heard a lot of that. Some of them will say, yeah, the girl that she has this. Of course, we have children that are 10. You will not even know they are 10. We have five-year-old children. In fact, there is nothing. There is no defense to this offense. There is no defense. You cannot come and say, I was drunk. It has been committed. It's not a defense.
And all these young children, they don't think so. It's not a defense either.
They don't think so. It's not a defense. Even if you say, the child, I don't see her. Some of them say, I don't see her, and I'm my girlfriend. Like, you have the case of the bishop that is on air now that said he's my girlfriend and all that. So that child, that one, is it not rape? It's rape.
That's a call. We got Clement. He's gone. Imam from Ebonyi State, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brodayo.
Go ahead, please.
My question is, we are there cases that we are brought to FIDA, and they later discover that those cases were not true. Or is there part of whatever case that is brought that somebody files?
What point are you trying to establish with your question?
And judge the person.
No, Ima, let him go ahead.
And the person a penalty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ima, hello, can you hear me? You respond to his question.
Let me respond to his question.
Okay,
he's asking that, is it all cases that comes to FIDA that will conclude that it's rape or defilement? First, police will investigate. Sometimes we have our hotlines out there. They call us. Madam, I just came back. I saw my child. She has been defiled. We now refer them to the police station. Of course, the police will investigate the case. And we follow up. And if some of the cases, if there is no defilement, of course, it dies at the police station. So anyone we are pursuing to court, it then means there is rape. and there is the family, except the people or the family of the victim decided they don't want to pursue the case. So we investigate. Police are the ones that investigate. We follow up. So it's not that cases of defilement are reported, it's just reported and we rush to court. There is investigation.
I am a bit concerned as to why Imam wants to know that. But anyways, congratulations to Fida. Please keep soaring higher. Best regards, and that's from Abasir Manam James. In both cases, can the complainant appeal the judgment? That's from Prince.
They can. They can appeal. Which, the complainant or the defendant?
The complainant.
No, the complainant can appeal the judgment if they are not satisfied. But in most cases, it's usually the defendant that appeals the judgment.
But who is responsible for this prosecution? Is it the state that's prosecuting the matter?
Yes, when it is in high court, it is the state that prosecutes.
Okay.
If it is in magistrate court, it's the police prosecutor.
Okay.
That prosecutes.
So if the police is the one prosecuting the matter, how can the complainant then appeal the judgment?
That is where you now, since it's state, that is where, if it's going to high court, you go to Minister of Justice. Or you can appeal.
All right, now, nobody wants this to happen to their child or to
then
themselves.
Then also, sorry, please. Yes. I just want to add to the last question.
Yes,
I know, I remember we've had one case in all these years. We've had one case of defilement that was reported. And after a series of investigation, we also found that complaint was made out of malice.
Okay.
Yes. Please,
very quickly, we're running out of time, so I think it's very important. If such were to happen to anyone, a child is defiled or something similar by a person, what should they do immediately?
Okay. If this incident happens, first, you know, parents, they are always used to beating the child. Don't beat the child. Don't wash out whatever, the semen or whatever. Don't wash it out. Report to the nearest police station. Then call FIDA. Our hotlines are out there. I'll also drop it with you before we go.
Can you give the numbers now? Do you know them? Okay, that's fine.
Right. We'll give you before we go.
Okay.
Then take the child to hospital. The police will give the medical form where you take the child to government hospital.
Where? Police first or hospital first?
No, go to the police. Report to the nearest police. But don't wash the semen out of the child. You can take pictures and take the child to the police station.
Okay.
Then if there are eyewitnesses, it's also important. Make sure they give statements at the police station.
Right.
Then there is need for counseling, which will be done on the child at the hospital too. And even at FIDA, we counsel the children.
Well, we have to wrap it on that note. We can keep the conversation going on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Thanks to my guest in FIDA. My guest is Esther Achokorienta, Head of Legal FIDA here in River State. Esther, many thanks for your time. Wish you and the other wonderful persons at FIDA the very best.
Thank you very much.